The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We begin with this one from Woman's Day, Protect Your Closet. We love and appreciate moths, especially when they're outdoors and away from our sweaters. During Moth Week, which is July 23rd to 31st, take this smart clothing care advice. From Carolyn Forte, Executive Director of the Home Care and Cleaning Lab at the Good Housekeeping Institute. Debug infested cloths, or clothes, I think. Wash what you can with hot water and detergent, then dry on medium to high heat to kill larvae, unless the care label recommends otherwise. Dry cleaning can also do the trick. Clean items before storing. Clothes moths mainly munch on natural fibers, but mainly they have been known to eat through synthetics to get to a food source such as a stain. Even stains you can't see, like those from perspiration or clear drinks, can oxidize over time in storage and attract moths and other insects. And skip the mothballs. Many experts consider the chemicals in mothballs to be a potential health risk. Instead, seal seasonal clothing in airtight bags or boxes and store them in the main part of the house instead of in a hot or humid attic or basement. From Real Simple, Cleaning All Stars. These five products, give them a place of honor in your housekeeping arsenal because they truly put the multi in multitaskers. Number one, white vinegar. The acidic acid in vinegar gently eliminates grease and grime. We like vinegar for cleaning mirrors and windows, but also use it to destroy weeds. Pour vinegar into a 1-gallon pump sprayer, which gives you more precision. Soak only the weeds, none of the surrounding foliage. Your regular kitchen vinegar will work here, but if you can find cleaning vinegar, which is much stronger, you may have greater success. Handle this kind with extra caution and wear gloves. Clean the coffee maker. Brew equal parts distilled white vinegar and water. Turn off the coffee maker when half the solution has passed and let it sit for about an hour, then turn it on again to finish the cycle. Run several cycles with clean water until the smell of vinegar is gone. Polish faucets and shower heads. Pour vinegar into a plastic or zip-top bag. Immerse the fixture in the bag and secure it with a rubber band. Let it sit for a few hours or overnight, then wipe clean with a microfiber cloth. Clean reusable straws and other things that go into your mouth. Because vinegar is edible, it's safe to use and doesn't leave a soapy aftertaste. And here's a tip. Add vinegar and soap to a soap dispensing dish brush to kick the cleaning power up a notch. It's great for scrubbing bathroom tiles, too. And steel wool is our number two. Steel wool makes quick work of cleaning pots and pans, but it can also be handy for out-of-the-box chores. Use it to sharpen scissors. Just chop away at the bristles with scissors for a minute or so. That'll do it. Clean the metal ends of garden hoses and spigots. Your hose should attach seamlessly to the spigot once scrubbed. Seal gaps under the sink to keep pests out. Mice will not enjoy chomping through the wool, so it's a great deterrent. Smooth out plastic cutting boards. If you notice fraying plastic, simply sand it away. Steel wool will resist rusting if you stash it in the freezer in a Ziploc bag so you can keep using the same piece. Hydrogen peroxide is our number three. It can help bleach your teeth and also aid you around the house. Use it to whiten grout. Dip a toothbrush into the solution and get scrubbing. Or create a paste with one part hydrogen peroxide and two parts baking soda. Coat your grout lines with the paste. Let it sit for a few minutes, then rinse. You can also remove sweat, urine, and blood stains from mattresses. Fill a spray bottle and spritz the stain, then let it dry. Repeat until the stain is gone. Clean pet pee. off your carpets. Miss the stain until the yellow is pulled out. Test a small patch of carpet first. And as a tip, check the expiration date on the bottle. Hydrogen peroxide isn't as effective once it's past its due date. Number four, baking soda. You know you need it for baking, and it's a champion at deodorizing a fridge. But you can also use it to polish silverware. Mix 3 parts baking soda and 1 part water to make a paste. Then gently coat your silver using a microfiber cloth. Carefully rub. For fine details, lightly scrub with a soft toothbrush. Rinse and dry with a clean microfiber cloth. Scrape burned remains off enameled pots. Boil just enough water to cover the scorched bits and add 4 tablespoons of baking soda. Let it cool and scrub with a brush, adding more baking soda if necessary. Deodorize your wooden cutting boards. Rub the powder into the grain with the cut side of a lemon half to extract onion and garlic funk. Pick up a bulk-size plastic bag of baking soda at Petco, believe it or not, for $6 for 5 pounds for cleaning. The zip top helps prevent water and odor absorption as well. And last, Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Beyond buffing away soap scum in the tub and crayon scribbles on walls, use these little bricks of melamine foam to scrub greasy film off pots and those brown cooked-on stains off glass baking dishes. The eraser is also sold in thin sheets, which makes it easy to get into cookware crevices. Refresh white sneakers. Your kids' kicks will look brand spankin' new. The eraser helps melt away scuffs and dirt on the trim. Degunk flat irons, curling irons, and even your regular iron. And remove hard water stains or just stubborn scum from glass shower doors and vinyl shower curtains. And wipe grime off kiddie pools. Dirt will be a cinch to extract. Tip, even though they can be reused a few times, magic erasers aren't that cute after they've been used. If you always want to work with a fresh piece, slice the brick into smaller, usable portions. And because the eraser is slightly abrasive, don't get too aggressive rubbing trouble spots, and always test a small spot before going full Danielson. From Good Housekeeping, they offer several pages here of binge-worthy beach reads. Whether your warm weather plans include sand between your toes or a breeze from a ceiling fan, we've got a diverse selection of fantastic books that will take your mind on vacation. First up, an LGBTQ romance, Yerba Buena. That's by Nina LaCour, L-A, capital C-O-U-R. Sarah and Emily are each at a crossroads when they meet at the glamorous restaurant where they both work. But despite an undeniable spark between them, their complicated lives get in the way. This is a will-they-won't-they that's quietly devastating and deeply relatable for anyone who has struggled to decide what they're willing to risk for love. Next, a quirky thriller, So Happy For You, by Celia Lasky, L-A-S-K-E-Y. In a world in which wedding rituals have grown sinister, queer academic Robin wants nothing to do with them until her childhood BFF taps her as maid of honor. But after she agrees, Robin learns that the bride may be asking her to do more than stand beside her. This darkly funny friendship novel will make even the worst real-life wedding weekend seem idyllic. BIPOC rom-com called On Rotation by Shirlene Ubobi, O-B-O-U-B-I. In this charming rom-com, medical school student Angie is a child of Ghanaian immigrants with sky-high standards, but she's falling short after her boyfriend dumps her, she bombs a big exam, and her best friend grows distant. That is, until the handsome Ricky shows up. Angie has sworn to focus on her studies, but Ricky might just force her to rearrange her priorities. And an empowering romance, Honey and Spice by Bula Bab- Babalola, B-A-B-A-L-O-L-A. Kiki Banjo is the queen of keeping herself and others out of situationships that lead nowhere fast. But when she kisses confirmed player Malachi Coridi, whom she's publicly denounced, they enter into a fake romance to salvage both their reputations. Will it stay that way? This laugh-out-loud romance will keep you guessing and your sides splitting. A family fiction piece. Kaya Das is the author, D-A-S. It's part of the title. Kaya Das's Second Act. And then the author, Sopan Deb, D-E-B. After his daughter Kaya's death, Santanu is isolated from his Bengali community, his surviving daughter, and his now ex-wife. But when he unearths a script Kaya wrote with her high school girlfriend, he, alongside his older daughter Mitali and her boyfriend Nish, decides to stage that play. Maybe in bringing her art to life, he can restart his own. A vacation rom-com, Book Lovers, by Emily Henry, H-E-N-R-Y. Thanks to her career as a literary agent, Nora already knows all the rom-com stereotypes. So when her sister invites her to spend a month in a sleepy town, she has no intention of becoming one. Besides, her editor nemesis is there, and she's definitely not falling for him, right? Right? This self-aware romance is funny, sweet, and totally unputdownable. The next one, self-discovery story called Mika in Real Life. And that's by Emiko Jean, J-E-A-N. When Mika gets a call from Penny, the daughter she placed for adoption 16 years ago, she tells a few lies just to impress her. Then when Penny visits, Mika constructs an elaborate ruse to uphold her story. When it all comes crashing down, mother and daughter have to rebuild their faith in each other. It's a beautiful tale of love, trust, and forgiveness. And a satirical comedy, Jamila Green Ruins Everything, by Jarko Nawaz, N-A-W-A-Z. Jamila wants to see her memoir in the bestseller list, but when she asks her imam for help, it sets off a chain of events that involve tangling with a terrorist organization called DICK, D-I-C-K, and a rescue operation to Syria. This black comedy takes aim at American foreign policy in the Middle East in a hilariously inventive way. A feel-good read, Fire Season, by Lena Crow, K-R-O-W. When a fire devastates Spokane Falls in 1888, some see opportunity smoldering in its ashes. Two of those are bank manager Barton Haydale and con man Quake Achenbacher, who is posing as a fire investigator. But when their lives and hearts collide with Rosalind Beck, whose ability to see the future drives her to booze, their deep greed takes them places no one expected. This feminist magical Wild West romp is exactly the summer treat we all ordered. A short story collection, Night of the Living Res, by Morgan Talty, T-A-L-T-Y. In these searing, devastating, and darkly funny interwoven stories, we meet a community of Penobscot people in a Maine reservation, or on a Maine reservation. You'll encounter family tragedy and struggles with drugs and poverty, but also plucky children, adults who survive against all odds, and an abiding love that will stay with you for a long time. A piece of lyrical fiction, Maps of Our Spectacular Bodies, by Maddie Mortimer, M-O-R-T-I-M-E-R. As Leah confronts a devastating diagnosis, secrets from her past begin to infect her present, just as illness overtakes her body. As its voice grows stronger and stronger, Leah and her family have their own battles to fight in its wake. This is a touching, eye-opening perspective on life and illness like you've never read before. A summer friendship piece called Last Summer on State Street by Toya Wolf, W-O-L-F-E. It's summer 1999, and the Chicago housing project where Feifei and her friends live is getting torn down. As demolition draws near, their games of double dutch are tainted by gang violence, family upheaval, and betrayal. This coming-of-age story is laced with self-discovery and shows how tragedy in childhood can follow us forever. And a difficult family novel, After the Hurricane, by Leah Franqui, F-R-A-N-Q-U-I. Elena has a difficult relationship with her father, Santiago, an alcoholic lawyer with bipolar disorder. But after Hurricane Maria devastates Puerto Rico and he goes missing, she sets out to find him. Once there, she learns more about her family's history than she ever expected, in a journey that's part mystery, part love story. From Better Homes and Gardens, eat to hydrate. Fruits and vegetables are a delicious way to get the water you need this summer. Put these on your next shopping list. Strawberries, 92% water. One cup sliced equals over 5 ounces of water. Of all the berries, strawberries have the highest water content. One cup also yields more than 100% of your daily dose of vitamin C and 3 grams of fiber. Peaches, they are 88% water. One medium peach, 4.7 fluid ounces. These are a significant source of potassium, an electrolyte that needs replenishing when you're sweating. Apples are 84% water. One medium apple, also 4.7 fluid ounces. They're an excellent source of antioxidants that support brain and heart health and help protect against cancer. Tomatoes, 94% water. One medium tomato is 4 fluid ounces. They're a good source of heart-healthy lycopene, potassium, and vitamin C. Bell peppers are 92% water. One medium equals 3.8 fluid ounces. All bell peppers have fiber and potassium. Red and orange ones also have vitamin C. Zucchini, 94% water. One cup sliced is 3.6 fluid ounces. Zucchini have lutein and zeaxanthin, two carotenoids key to healthy eyes. And we have a couple little side notes. Color me healthy. Eating a rainbow of fruits and veggies gives you a wide variety of nutrients. And lettuce is not only high in water, one cup shredded has 1.2 fluid ounces, but it's also a source of vitamin A and K. Darker greens like kale are more difficult to digest, so you won't get as much water from them. Celery, one medium stalk has 1.3 fluid ounces of water and more fiber than celery juice. Cantaloupe, the orange shade means cantaloupe is high in beta carotene, which your body turns into vitamin A. And watermelon, one cup of diced melon has 4.7 fluid ounces of water plus magnesium and lycopene. From Real Simple, they've done some road testing for us of different kinds of ice cream bars or fruit bars. Their best fruit pops recommendation, Dreyer's Outshine Tangerine Fruit Bars. These bright and punchy pops are like a burst of sunshine straight from the freezer. We love that you can bite into them immediately. No iciness here. And the citrusy tartness of tangerine adds a grown-up twist to an otherwise classic refresher. It's $5 for a box of six, $5.50 for six at grocery stores. Best ice cream bar, they recommend the Häagen-Dazs Vanilla Soft Dipped. A supple chocolate shell makes these bars easy to eat. No flying broken bits. And the ice cream is delightfully silky and rich. This also is $5.50, but it's a box of three at grocery stores. The best ice cream sandwich, Klondike and Mrs. Field sandwiches. The soft chip-packed cookies taste freshly baked and are the perfect vehicle for velvety vanilla ice cream. $3 each at grocery stores. The best mini, Magnum Dark Chocolate Truffle. These petite treats will satisfy your sweet tooth in just 3 bites thanks to a thick and decadent dark chocolate coating and ganache swirled filling. $4 for a package of 6 at grocery stores. Best cone, Blue Bunny Strawberry Shortcake Loaded Cones. Fluffy ice cream is ribboned with gooey jam and studded with tender shortcake bites in these kid-approved treats. Whipped cream on top seals the deal. $6 for a package of 4. And their best dairy-free option, Oatly Salted Caramel Bars. It's hard to believe these luscious bars are vegan, with toasted caramel flavor and a luxe chocolate coating. These indulgent treats will please even dairy lovers. They are $6 for a package of 3 at grocery stores. From Good Housekeeping, in-season blackberries, whether hand-picked or from a farmer's market or a store, these sweet tart summer berries are perfect for a variety of recipes. Here are our test kitchen's favorite ways to use them. First, cheesecake bites. Using an electric mixer, beat 6 ounces cream cheese at room temperature, 1/4 cup confectioner's sugar, that's powdered sugar, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, and a pinch of salt until smooth. Add 3/4 cup of blackberries and beat until blackberries break down. Add 1 cup of heavy cream and beat, gradually increasing speed to medium-high until stiff peaks form. Refrigerate at least 2 hours. When ready to serve, sandwich big dollops between pairs of chocolate wafer cookies or graham crackers. Mint Lime Gin Smash. In a pitcher, muddle 2 cups blackberries and 1/4 cup each, fresh mint leaves, and super fine sugar. Stir in 2 cups gin and 3/4 cup of lime juice to dissolve the sugar. Serve over ice with a splash of club soda, mint sprigs, and whole blackberries. Mustard glaze. In a small saucepan, combine 1 cup blackberries, 1/4 cup water, 2 tablespoons white wine vinegar, and 1 tablespoon brown sugar. Simmer, mashing occasionally until liquid is reduced to about 2 tablespoons, about 20 minutes. Stir in 2 tablespoons unsalted butter and 1 tablespoon whole grain mustard. Transfer to a bowl. Grill chicken, basting with glaze during the last 7 minutes of cooking, and then serve with remaining glaze. From Real Simple, Easy Dinner Mango Chicken Curry. Active and total time are both 30 minutes, and it serves 4. It's quick cooking, make ahead, and gluten-free. We need 1 cup jasmine rice, 4 teaspoons olive oil divided, 2 12-ounce mangoes chopped about 3 cups divided, 1 sweet onion halved and thinly sliced about 1 cup, 4 cloves garlic finely chopped, 2 teaspoons grated fresh ginger, 1.5 tablespoons curry powder, 1.25 teaspoons kosher salt, 1 14-ounce can unsweetened full-fat coconut milk shaken, 1/2 cup chicken broth, 1 pound boneless skinless chicken thighs cut into 1/2-inch pieces, 2 tablespoons lime juice from 1 lime, and fresh cilantro leaves for serving. Cook rice according to package directions. Meanwhile, heat 2 teaspoons oil in a large nonstick skillet over medium-high. Add 2 cups of the mango. Cook, stirring until soft, about 3 minutes. Remove from heat and mash with a potato masher until mostly smooth. Transfer to a bowl and wipe the skillet clean. Heat remaining 2 teaspoons oil over medium-high. Add onion. Cook till tender, about 3 minutes. Add garlic, ginger, curry powder, and salt. Cook, stirring until fragrant, about 1 minute. Add coconut milk, broth, and mashed mango. Add chicken and bring to a simmer. Reduce heat to medium. Cook, stirring until slightly thickened, about 15 minutes. Stir in the lime juice and the remaining 1 cup of mango. Cook until heated through, about 3 minutes. Serve with rice and top with cilantro if desired. And from Woman's Day, strawberry lemonade. Active time is 15 minutes, and total time as well, plus cooling time. And this makes 6 cups of lemonade base. We need 1.5 cups sugar, 10 to 14 lemons plus lemon slices for serving, 10 to 12 ounces strawberries, which is 2.5 cups, hulled and halved, plus more for serving, and ice. Make a simple syrup. In small saucepan, combine the sugar and 1.5 cups water and bring to a simmer, stirring occasionally, until sugar has dissolved. Set aside and let it cool. Meanwhile, juice enough lemons to get 2 cups juice. To a blender, add strawberries, lemon juice, and simple syrup and blend until smooth. Pour the lemonade base into a pitcher and add cold water to taste. Serve over ice with lemon slices and strawberries if desired. From Real Simple, sweet stuff, shortcut palm years. These are that little cookie that looks rolled up. Store-bought puff pastry is the secret to these classic French cookies. Active time is only 10 minutes, total time 35, and it makes 16. We need 2.5 tablespoons turbinado sugar divided, 1 sheet frozen puff pastry from a 17.3-ounce package, thawed, and 1 large egg. That's it. Preheat oven to 400. Sprinkle 1 tablespoon sugar onto a large rimmed baking sheet. Unfold the puff pastry sheet on the sugar. Smooth folds with your fingers and press down to adhere the sugar to the dough. Sprinkle the top of the pastry with another tablespoon of sugar. Tightly roll short sides of pastry inward to meet in the middle. Transfer the rolled pastry to a cutting board. Trim and discard ends. Cut into half-inch thick slices. Place on rinsed, dried baking sheet lined with parchment paper, gently reshaping the palm years with your fingers as needed. Whisk egg white and 1 teaspoon water in a small bowl. Brush palm years with egg wash, then sprinkle with the remaining half teaspoon sugar. Bake until golden, 18 to 20 minutes. Let cool on baking sheet for 5 minutes, then transfer to a wire rack to cool completely. Palm years are best served the day they're made. From Real Simple, a simple twist. This is with your watermelon pickup sticks. For a cuter, neater, and less wasteful way to enjoy watermelon, carve out sticks instead of slices, says Real Simple food editor Jenna Helwig. Cut a baby watermelon in half, then into inch-thick half moons, and finally, crosswise, into wide, inch-wide sticks. Leave the sticks plain, or dress them with lime juice, lime zest, flaky sea salt, and/or chili powder. Set them out for an easy-to-grab and easy-to-devour barbecue starter or dessert. Score 1 for sustainability. No more half-nibbled slabs in the trash. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latchall, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. For comments and questions, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.